I think we're live now.
I think we are.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Renegade Society Radio. I'm Danny, and I'm joined by Scott Gaeta, the president of Renegade, and we're talking about Power Rangers stuff tonight.
We are. What do we have on our list?
We've got a bunch of stuff because we're doing a bunch of things with Power Rangers. So.
Really? We're doing Power Rangers stuff?
Yeah.
It seems like that's all we've been doing.
Yep. Eating, drinking, breathing Power Rangers stuff.
That's right.
Nonstop. But we have a super exciting Kickstarter campaign going on, and it's been up for just over 24 hours, and we're already funded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened pretty quick. We funded it in, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was a super exciting day yesterday. Just refreshing the page constantly and watching the numbers go up. Ugh, intense.
Yeah, so I got to see it in the morning, and then I had a meeting off-site for the afternoon. So it was a lunch meeting, and I was sitting there with the Kickstarter on my phone during my meeting. So we were watching, but yeah, that's what we did. It was good.
Yeah, it was fun interacting with everyone. So I'm doing all the social media, so all the comments on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, talking to me. And you guys are super excited too, so it's fun time for everyone.
Yeah, it's good. So what are we talking about today? I'm going to try to bring up YouTube on my phone so I can look at the comments.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people chatting on there.
Yeah, it's good.
No costumes. No, we're not costumed right now.
We're lucky to be dressed and showered and eating a meal at this point.
We showered for you guys. You're welcome.
That's right. Yeah, barely. Mm. So we're all scrambling. It's not just that we launched the Kickstarter yesterday. We are going to Power Morphicon this weekend. So we've got that going too. So we're trying to get all the Power Morphicon stuff finished and ready to go, because Danny and I head up there tomorrow morning and Sarah flies in tomorrow afternoon. So we've got a lot to do.
Yeah, we're just a couple hours south of Anaheim where the show is being held, but Sarah has to fly in from Montana.
Yeah.
We've got Anita flying in from Costa Rica. So
that's right. Yeah, and then Jeannie's coming down from LA. She's a graphic designer that's working on Power Rangers. So yeah, you'll get to meet, if you're going to Power Morphicon, you'll get to meet a pretty big chunk of the team that's working on the game. Oh, and then Jonathan Ying is coming up, and he'll be there pretty much Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when it's open to the public. Though, curiously, he's not coming up until Friday morning, getting there around noon. He's missing Thursday's fun of setting up and doing all the
convenient.
Yeah, doing all the hot, sweaty work. I don't know how that happened.
Who let him do that?
Yeah, I don't know. But no, it's all good. We're going to have fun. So yeah, we've been scrambling, and that's part of the reason why it was so important for us to launch this week, is we wanted to have this up and running in time for Power Morphicon, so we could go to Power Morphicon and show it off. And we actually had digitally printed prototypes of a bunch of the figures made, so we can run demos of the game. We'll have, what, how many? 6 tables? Something like that?
Yeah, we'll have 6 copies of the game going all the time.
Yeah. And they're not final, right? These are digitally printed miniatures and mock-up components of the boards and everything. They're not mass produced, but yeah, you'll be able to play.
Yeah, we'll have a bunch of the minis too. Not all of them. I think we're using tokens instead of all the Putty Patrollers, because there's a bunch of them. But
yeah,
play as your favorite ranger.
Yeah, sorry guys, if you go to Power Morphicon, we had to scrimp a little bit. Instead of printing out like 20 or 30 like Putty Patrollers and, you know, for the foot soldiers, every digital figure that we print out costs us anywhere from 150 to 200 bucks a figure. So printing out 6 sets of those was going to get crazy. So we'll be using cardboard tokens to represent them in the game. But when you play for real and you get your game, it's going to be, there'll be actual miniatures. So that was our one compromise. We had to do that.
Yeah, but you're bringing a bunch of the painted ones, right?
So we can we're bringing painted samples and then a ton of stuff in unpainted. And again, these are prototypes, so they're not They're not the castings that you'll actually get when you buy the in the box. These are what we do to check the sculpts and see how the sculpts are going to look in 3D form. And then we continue to make little tweaks and refine. So, and even some of them that you'll see will be like kind of this salmon-y orange color. And that's a certain type of resin that we're printing in to test different detail. And then you'll see some that are in gray plastic, and that's a different type of plastic. And we do that for different reasons. And then you'll see some in a different gray plastic that's actually softer. It doesn't show the detail as much, but we're just kind of get the proportions and the posing. So you'll see a bunch of different prototypes that are in various stages. But once we have the final ones, that's when they'll be in the really nice high quality plastic and made from steel molds. These are digitally printed quickly. So that's that. So you'll get a little bit of insight. So if you visit the booth, we can kind of walk you through that and show you all that stuff. But we'll have a couple showcases, right, filled with minis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, those showcases are in my car right now waiting to be built.
Yay, all the work.
Yeah.
We don't have people that do that for us?
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, okay.
I don't have people.
Oh, all right.
At least not.
Okay. I think I built showcases at Gen Con. They were
fine. You did.
Yeah. Dan and I built showcases. It took us twice as long as anybody else to build it, but we figured it out.
We didn't say anything bad behind your back.
I know, I'm sure. All right. What else do we have going on? So we just posted an update, right?
We did. I don't know if anyone in chat has had time to read it yet because it's super long, but it's really informative. We talk about the combat between rangers and enemies, the card anatomy. I know a bunch of you were asking about the rule book, and we don't have a rule book to share for you yet. It's not finalized, but slowly but surely over the next few days, we'll be talking about a lot of the mechanics of the game. So check your email or go to the Kickstarter page, the updates posted, and we reveal some art for enemy cards, some hero cards, and their special ability, because each ranger has their own personality and their own fighting style. So we talk about those.
Yep. No, for sure. There's going to be a lot of stuff. So I'm just kind of looking at the chat, going through, see if there's any questions. People saying hi. Hello. Proud of this ranger family. We are too. It's really fun. I was telling a bunch of the team that going to Palomorphicon is going to be so fun. Like, I've done things before for other games that I've made, like with Blizzard, like when I was doing the World of Warcraft trading card game and Star Wars Celebration and stuff like that. And it's one thing, like, when you go to Gen Con and there's lots of gamers and everybody likes different stuff. But when you go to one of these conventions where everybody is into the same thing, it's really cool. It's much, much different. I kind of prefer them. I think it's really neat. So I'm looking forward to an immersive Power Rangers weekend. Let's see, some questions. Oh, has Hasbro created a new Power Rangers logo for 2019? I don't know. We're not Hasbro. I can tell you that Hasbro is going to have a massive booth at Power Morphicon, what we've heard. And it's going to be all just 100% Power Rangers and really cool. And they're doing some stuff and some panels. And I can't tell you what they're going to do because I don't know. I know some stuff, and what I know, I can't tell you. So, but it's going to be cool.
That we're doing a panel with Hasbro.
That's true. We're on a Hasbro panel Saturday at 11 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Talking about toys and games.
Right. Yeah. So we'll be on that. I think we have some stuff to show off. And we were just discussing whether or not we're going to reveal something that's secret on that panel or not.
We'll see.
It depends. If Sarah's not there, we can say whatever we want.
That's true. The enemy of fun is not here right now.
No, it's not. She's not at all. somebody asked about the logo and Saban and the Saban logo. So right now, from what we've been told, that logo is staying. So that logo is not changing as far as we know. That's what we know today. That could be different in the future. But so far, us working with Hasbro, they've been phenomenal. I really have to say, I've made licensed games for 20 plus years, and they have been awesome to work with, like just so easy. So it's been really good. If you're a Power Rangers fan, I can tell you from what I've seen, like, it's in good hands. They're on top of it.
Yeah, employees retweeting our tweets and other other accounts' tweets too. They're super excited about the game, just like we are. So it's fun to see.
I don't know. Andrew Bett said he liked the game, or he played the game and didn't like it. I don't know where he ever played this game before. So unless you were playing with us during playtesting the last year, you've never played this. Oh, exciting update. Read it all. That's good. Combat. Yes, combat is really cool. One of the things he didn't touch on that I think will be in tomorrow's update is your deck is your life as a ranger, right? So like Danny and I were playing last week, and as you're taking damage from minions, you have to soak up the damage with cards from your deck, but your cards have health value and that can soak up so much damage. It's really cool. Like that whole mechanic is really fun. And it's a really kind of got that really neat hand management balance, because the more cards you draw, you're potentially weakening yourself, right? If you get beat up.
I constantly had to go back to the command center because I was in the throes of battle and I kept wanting to attack and help out, but that meant I used all my cards, all my reactions, all of my, you know, support cards. Right.
And but you were playing Kimberly, right?
No, I was Trini.
Oh, that's right. You're playing Trini.
Cycle cards, but I just blew my deck. So my strategy's not super developed yet.
So let's see what else we got here. Oh, comics. Yeah, the comics today. I guess today, I haven't read it, but today was the big culmination of Shattered Grid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. So that's appropriate because I got a big box today of some prototypes, and we're going to bring them to Power Morphicon. And one of the prototypes that was in the box was this one. That's the Ranger Slayer from Shattered Grid.
Ooh.
So he's pretty cool. So to give you guys some scale, so like here's a foot soldier next to her. You can kind of see them together. Get my hands out of the way. So all the Rangers are about 48 millimeters. They're all really epic. So she'll be on display.
Yeah, I love how oversized they are. It's going to make them
easy. Yeah. No, they're really cool. Like they're almost like little statues. So yeah, so Shattered Grid. We can't spoil though. We have some other stuff that'll tie into that. That we can't spoil. But if you haven't read Shattered Grid, you need to read it. It's really cool. It's pretty neat. Like I hadn't watched Power Rangers since the 90s, and then kind of coming back to it and getting back into it again, like jumping into the comics was really fun. So if you haven't seen the Kickstarter page yet, you'll see that we drew a lot of stuff from Shattered Grid. It's just really neat because it's, you know, basically Power Rangers have created this whole multiverse, you know, across the Morphin Grid and everything else. So it's pretty awesome. What else do we have going on? What else is going on at Power Morphicon this weekend?
Hyperforce. They're doing a live stream, or Hyper RPG.
Yeah.
That was one of the social goals that we unlocked this
year. Yeah, so we just threw that together. Everybody thinks that like we had this big grand plan, and it's like, no, that kind of came up. It was an opportunity. We were able to get some space just yesterday from Power Morphicon folks. And that'll be happening at 11 a.m. on Sunday is the plan. Right when we're done with this live stream, I actually have a call with Zach and Malika to finalize all the details because that thing came true. So we got to put it together. I think we're going to have a guest on the booth too, right?
Yes. Her name might start with an R. She might be a villain.
Yeah.
You might have really big hair.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can tell people because that's all approved. We got the okay on that today.
So for those of you who are familiar with Hyper RPG, Malika has this really amazing Rita Repulsa cosplay. Like she looks exactly like her and is detailed and beautiful and epic. So she's going to be at our booth all Rita'd up, taking photos and being evil.
Yeah, no, it'll be really awesome. Okay, so somebody asked a question. What were some of your biggest hurdles in putting the game together? So really, nothing abnormal as far as putting the game together. When you're working on a licensed game for a property as big as Power Rangers, it just takes more time. There's more stakeholders involved. you just really have to take your time. You have to get it right. You have to do your research. So we've been working on Power Rangers for about a year. And we didn't even announce that we had the rights to do tabletop games for Power Rangers until March, but we didn't say what we were working on. But this game's been in the works for, nearly a year, and the whole team has really immersed themselves in the brand. Everybody went to Ranger School. That was fun. Oh, that's right. You weren't here back when we did that. That was last year. So everybody went. Yeah, it was really cool. Everybody went to Ranger School and learned, because not everybody knows everything. There's been 25 years of Power Rangers, right? Like, I knew Power Rangers in the 90s, but I didn't, of course, know, like, maybe all everything from the Disney years and stuff like that. So, yeah, everybody, like, jumped into Power Rangers, went to Ranger School. That was really cool. So I guess I'm a Ranger and you're not.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, we can send you to, like, Summer Ranger School. You can catch up.
I'll be a baby ranger.
That's right. Okay. Somebody said, with backing like Hasbro, what led you guys to use Kickstarter? Well, so the way that works is that Hasbro is the licensor. They don't back us. We're on our own. They apply all the approvals and lots of support, and they give us a lot of guidance, and it's definitely very collaborative. They help us with character selection. We send them over. We have this discussion. We go back and forth. They help make our sculpts better. They have, experts on the team that know every little detail of every little costume. But at the end of the day, we're a licensee and we have to make our product work on our own. They don't give us money. We pay the licensor a piece of what we make. So Kickstarter was important for us because this is a big project. Like I mentioned, doing sculpts, like here I have Goldar, doing these guys, just the sculpting alone might be a month or two process, and that's a sculptor's time and it costs a lot of money. And then, we iterate and go back and forth, and then eventually you have to make the molds. And the molds are really like for most miniatures projects, and that's probably why you see a lot of miniatures projects on Kickstarter. The molds are a huge cost. Like our funding goal probably won't cover all the mold costs. We just wanted you guys to help us get part of the way there. This definitely doesn't like pay for everything. Hey, we're home clear. This just gives us the confidence that there's enough demand for this thing to move forward. So now that we're funded, we hit our goal. Now we're in a good spot, and then we can keep adding more molds and adding more figures. If we probably didn't do this on Kickstarter, we most likely would have just put out a base box, and that would have been it. Put out the base box, invest in that, see how it goes. And then if that's successful, put out more expansions and everything else. Using Kickstarter, we can give ourselves and the fans just a ton of content right up front. We don't have to wait a year or two to kind of build that up slowly. So the response has been great. And now that gives us the confidence in the data where we can say, all right, that's awesome. You're not going to see every figure in the Kickstarter that we have planned. Like, we want to launch this game, get it into retail, and then start releasing more content eventually that's, beyond what we even show you in the Kickstarter. So we're already working on sculpts for stuff that, are probably a year away. We actually just earlier this afternoon, we had another call where we got our sculptors working on new figures. So some of those you might see before the campaign's over. Others are probably for the future. So that's why we did Kickstarter, because it helps us just fast forward and get a lot of stuff out in a shorter period of time. Let's see, other questions. You go ahead. You do whatever's next, Danny. I'm reading questions. So
let me see what's next. So yeah, the designer of the game, Jonathan Ying, he's going to be at our booth. He'll be teaching at one of the tables. If you are lucky enough to sit at his table, you'll get a really in-depth experience. We played with him last week, and things are still being tweaked, but the game itself is really fun. It's super thematic. So if you're familiar with Rangers, we're all working together, defending Angel Grove from these super putties and Tango warriors that come in. You have to decide what your priorities are as a group. So do we defend the high school or do we go to the industrial center of town? And what we're trying to do is just keep the city under control. If all four locations become panicked because there's too many monsters, then we lose the game. So it's a game about communication and teamwork, which is all about like everything that Power Rangers is.
Yeah, for sure. You can't win this game without working together. So somebody asked, will there be male, female versions of each ranger? Female red, male yellow. So any rangers that we're going to make are going to be rangers that exist from various, versions of Power Rangers. So we're not making up rangers from scratch. So as we introduce more teams and more characters, it's very possible that you'll get rangers of different genders and different colors, but it won't be anything that we create from scratch. So if you have a favorite that you would like to see in the future, feel free to leave it in the comments here or leave it in the comments on the Kickstarter or on our Facebook page or any of that. I can't promise that we can't make everything during this campaign. That's just impossible. There's 25 years of Power Rangers characters. But yeah, let us know what rangers we should make next. And we're paying attention. I've been taking notes. So it's good. Is Hasbro panel going to be streamed or archived in some way? I don't know. That's a really good question. I would assume that it'll at least be archived and they'll post it later on social media, but I don't have that information. I see Danny's making a note. She's going to probably try to find out.
It's true.
Yep. The new comic has a great Kim I'd love to see in the game. Just don't want to spoil the comic. Yeah, let's not do that. That would be cool, though. What was the motivation for making the figures that big? So the motivation for making them like a little bit more of an epic scale was, so I play a lot of miniatures games. I have for my whole life. We didn't want to do that like little tiny, like a D&D or a role-playing type size figure. Those figures serve a different purpose in a game. You're dungeon crawling, you're doing whatever, painting little skeletons, in big war, tabletop war games, and troops like that, pushing figures around on trays. Power Rangers are heroic, so we wanted to have them look more impressive and have more presence on the table. Also, the type of game that we were doing, our space allowed us to do that. This isn't a game that relies on, a grid movement system or hexes. You're not doing that sort of thing. You're occupying locations and you're moving from different parts of the city. Expansions will have different city tiles and things like that. So we were able to do it, and the figures just look that much more awesome. If you compare a ranger, a ranger figure to a fantasy miniature doesn't look very good anymore. So we did it because wimpy. Yeah, exactly. we did it because it's better. Basically,
it is really cool to see all of the monsters on one location tile. You're like, oh man, we need to go to that place right now and clean it up.
Yeah, it definitely has gameplay like atmosphere influence. It's so this game has like kind of a tension curve as more foot soldiers are coming out and more monsters and everything, and you're starting to get overwhelmed. It really is. You need to take a step back, chill out. Let's work together as a team. How do we deal with this? And if you start to make mistakes or don't make the right decisions or don't work together, you're going to get overwhelmed and Angel Grove is toast. Doom, doom, doom. You're dead. Are there rules for Megazord in tank mode? Not yet, but scenarios and things like that are something that we're working on. So stay tuned. Let's see what else we have here. Yep, Ranger Slayer is a stretch goal, correct? Shattered Grid comics are awesome. I agree. How far out will the expansions be released? So our plan right now is that the base game and all the stuff on Kickstarter, Shattered Grid expansion, the add-ons, which are going to retail as well, that all comes out summer of 2019, so a little less than a year from now. To give you guys an idea of lead times, manufacturing for us starts in November. So that lead times take a long time. They'll start cutting the steel molds in October. Manufacturing and stuff will start coming out of the molds in November. Leisha and I will probably go to China and be there at the factory so we can approve things on site and really see the stuff as they're coming out of the molds to make sure everything's awesome. And then they start packing it out and building everything. And then it has to go on a boat, and that takes a month to 2 months, depending on the time of the year. And it has to come into our warehouse and kind of go all through that. So it's a long process. So your games will be actually in production this fall, but they won't show up in this country and then, or wherever you are, and then go through distribution and get to your doorstep until, you know, early to midsummer. So that's the plan. Once that launches, then we want to start putting out more content. We'll give you a breather, probably wait a few months, and then start giving you smaller bite-sized pieces of content. And like I said, we're already kind of working on that now. Somebody was just watching Zach and Malika on Twitch getting coffee. Yeah, I saw that too. I think they were actually reading Shattered Grid in the coffee shop. That's what that was all about. Did you have the IP and then looked for a designer, or did Jonathan come to you? That's a really interesting question. So I knew Jonathan, and when Saban back before Hasbro contacted me about Power Rangers, they actually came to Renegade. I had somebody there that I had worked with previously and said, we want to do tabletop games and let's do them together. And I was like, that would be awesome. I knew Jonathan, and then I got talking to Jonathan about game design projects in general. We were actually talking about something else besides Power Rangers. And then I found out that Jonathan is like the ultimate Power Rangers fan. Jonathan knows like every character, every monster. It's actually a little scary. So, yeah, so it just kind of, it worked perfectly. And Jonathan lives here in San Diego, very close to where I am and Danny is. So it was great. So he was able to develop the game. We can get together in person constantly. We actually have some local San Diego game designers and local play testers that get together on a regular basis. So they've been playing this game now for quite a while. So yeah, so it's been pretty cool. So it just worked out. It was just really nice. Send Danny to Ranger School. Yes, we're going to do that.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you, chat. My dream has come true.
That's right. Somebody says, oh, Mike Paschal, get me a Goldar suit and I will cosplay all day long.
Mike, you need to come to our booth this weekend. I know it's a little bit short notice, but it needs to happen. Yeah,
sure. He's on the other side of the country. I'm sure he can make it.
No big deal.
There would be great if there was an expansion based on the 2017 film. You never know. I don't know. We'll see. We're learning more every day, just like everybody else, about what the future plans are. But it seems like they've got big plans. So I'm looking forward to it. Stretch goal, Danny goes to Ranger School. Oh, so it should be a stretch goal now.
No, you already decided. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That was a stretch goal for whatever amount we're at right now, which is 157.
Yay. Oh, nice. Yeah, no, it's cooking. So what's our next stretch goal?
185, I believe.
So, yeah, and who is that? Let's see. Oh, yeah. So we just got him today, too. So this is a really early copy of Wizard, but there he is in all his wizardy glory. His cape is really cool. Like all the folds of the cape. And again, this is a digitally printed one, so we can just kind of check scale and everything. But yeah, he's awesome. So you can kind of.
Yeah, he's got a ton of detail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. The digitally printed ones don't have as much detail as like what the final plastic one will have. The undercuts will be much better once it comes out of a steel mold. When these are digitally printed, they tend to be a little softer in look. So that's cool. So we're getting close to him. Wizard of Deception. And then what? We have more Putty Patrollers. Upgrading dice to translucent, which is cool. And then pump. Yeah, and then we have Pumpkin Wrapper, super creepy Pumpkin Wrapper with his upside-down jack-o'-lantern head.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's pretty creepy, but Pudgy Pig. Mm-mm. Creeps me out so much.
Everybody likes Pudgy Pig. That's why we put him on the box.
I mean, it's true. Except me.
Somebody said, will there be additional Kickstarter campaigns for expansions? I don't know. I'm sure that we'll just have stuff going straight to retail. Maybe if we have something big and epic to do, we might go back to Kickstarter and do something there, but we'll for sure just have stuff going into stores. Lots of questions.
Yeah, chat's super talkative, which is cool.
It's really good. Let's see. Samurai Rangers. Yes, that would be cool. Is the game story-driven at all? Well, I mean, it's definitely scenario-driven, right? So on the most basic premise of the game is that Angel Grove is in trouble. Different masters are invading the town, right? Rita's in the base box, and you need to save the town. Like I mentioned earlier, we are working on scenarios that would be more story-driven, that could have objectives that would tie in like a bit more of a narrative.
Well, we're having so many different villains. You can make up your own story. You can mix and match who you play with each game, right?
Right, yeah, that's the other thing too, is we introduce more ranger teams, you can build your own team. You don't have to just take the Mighty Morphin guys and only play with them. You can take rangers from other teams as they kind of become available in the future. And like we have the Shattered Grid expansion. So you can build your own team, which is really cool. That's always one of the things I always liked about tabletop games of a license. You can kind of do whatever you want at home and break the rules. You know, like when I was playing Star Wars CCG, we'd have Obi-Wan Kenobi running around on Endor, you know, fighting with Ewoks. That never happened in the movie, but you could do it in the card game. Right. It was awesome. You know, Obi-Wan with Ewoks.
Yeah, we got a question this morning. Someone was like, can we make a team of only Pink Rangers or only Tommies? We're like, heck yes, you can. Do it.
Yeah, for sure. Right? It's Tommies from all different timelines. So, yeah, that would be awesome, the team of Pink Rangers. Mm-hmm. Maybe at future conventions, once we have enough different Ranger variations out, we can have, like, the Ranger Challenge and see who can make, like, the weirdest team and actually beat a scenario.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Okay, so somebody's asking, I'm not sure if you will see that. Let me try to figure out. Like the Green Ranger and White Ranger expansions and the Red Ranger Dragon Shield ever be fully released. So for now, they're just on Kickstarter. We have to respect people that are getting involved early and honestly getting like the best deal. We might do versions of them in the future, but for the foreseeable future, this is the way to get them. At some point we will put out another Green Ranger for people, but it won't be the Green Ranger that was on Kickstarter. Because that just wouldn't be fair, because they are truly exclusive to Kickstarter. So, but yeah, you know, there's lots of different angles to explore. When did the Hyperforce involvement become an option you wanted to explore? So I've known the Hyperforce folks for a long time. I actually knew Zach before he was with Hyper RPG and before he founded that. He was the producer on another show called Tabletop for a while, and he played. So one of our other games was featured on Tabletop, and Zach was one of the players that played Lanterns, the Harvest Festival on Tabletop. So I saw him there, and I'd just been following the show for a long time. And once we heard that Hyperforce was going to be part of Shattered Grid, and we were already planning on Shattered Grid, we thought that was really cool and a really neat way to kind of tie in this like really big multimedia thing. Like Power Rangers now has grown so far beyond just even the TV show and the films. Now you have the comics or canon, and you have this, you know, a live action team that plays on Twitch. So we thought that was pretty awesome. So we wanted to include them and be part of it. Will this game play like Zombicide? No. So will there be a Megazord with the addition of the Green Ranger's Zoid? Well, there's definitely a Megazord. He's an add-on. So we did get him. I had to do a little surgery. He came from China and had some battle damage.
Can you show him?
Yeah. So did you see what I'm wearing today? I've been saving.
Oh, I didn't notice. Oh my God.
I've been, this shirt is new. This is the first time I've worn this shirt. It's been hanging in my closet, waiting for the day that we actually have a physical Megazord prototype that we can look at, and it just arrived today. So, perfect. So far, yeah, it's really awesome. I'm going to just keep it all to myself. I'm not going to share it with anybody.
Oh, that's going to make everyone sad.
Okay.
Including me. I've already seen it.
So yeah, so he is just absolutely incredible. Now, this is molded. This is, again, a digitally printed one, so it's in soft plastic. The detail's not going to be as pronounced because we're just kind of testing him for pose and scale and everything. But yeah, he's really cool. So to give you an idea, there he is. Here, I'll put a different color one. There's Finster. Oh, we haven't shown Finster yet either. So there's Finster.
Hey, first stretch goal.
Yeah. But yeah, he's cool. So he is 200, or he's 120 millimeters
to
the eyes, and then about 200 millimeters to the top of the sword. So he is really cool. So, yep.
That's going to be fun to paint.
Yeah, he's going to be really awesome. So we're going to bring him up to Anaheim. He'll be in the showcase. Maybe we'll let the Hyper RPG guys play with him when they do their live stream.
Very carefully.
Very carefully, that's right. But yeah, so he's here. He's awesome.
Wait, are you sure that he arrived broken, or was he just each Zord individual?
Maybe, but he was only partially formed then. no, his right leg unfortunately detached, and but I'm an excellent miniature surgeon, so I put him back together. You couldn't even tell the difference.
It's because you went to Ranger school.
That's right. I went to Ranger school. I know. That's right. I went to Ranger Academy. I know how to repair Megazords. Will the finalized minis come painted? No, so the miniatures do not come painted. We would probably have to double the price if we had them painted, or paint them really poorly. So, nope, you have to paint the figures. The Rangers themselves come molded in their color plastic. So the Red Ranger is red, and the Pink Ranger is pink, and so on. So that way on the table, they're easy to tell who's who. Bad guys will come molded in gray. That's pretty standard in miniatures games that you make them gray, gives them a nice base, easier to paint, if you want to paint them. You don't have to paint them. I mean, obviously this guy would look awesome painted, but he looks pretty awesome regardless. Mm-hmm. So, nope. So sorry, not painted, but that's pretty standard for miniature games. Send the first copy to you, Jim. We'll work on that.
Jim is notorious for winning all of our live stream contests.
Oh, that Jim.
This Jim, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He must have like the fastest internet access ever. Like his bandwidth must be just absolutely incredible, because whenever we run these contests and we're like the first to post the name of something, you see his answer post, and then like 5 seconds later, the next person posts. So I don't know where he lives, but I need his internet.
Minnesota?
Oh, okay. Rangers call. Yep, people are answering questions. I think I'm kind of maybe caught up.
Pretty close.
Let's see. Wizards got nothing on Morphin Grid. The rules are not fully posted yet. Right now they're in editing and we're going through and refining them. But the stuff that Jonathan's been posting in updates are really kind of segments of the rule book, and he's kind of extrapolating on those and fleshing them out. So it's a really nice way to present it, because you can kind of get this stuff in chunks and absorb it and understand it. Basically by the end of the weekend, you'll know pretty much everything you need to know to play the basic game.
Yeah, with the updates, and then we're doing the live streams at Power Morphicon. So after that, we should all know how to play.
That's true. Mm. All right, I might be missing stuff because I'm kind of scrolling through and it's on my phone today. All right, what else? What is going on? We've shown some stuff. Anything else we need to cover before we head to Power Morphicon tomorrow?
Well, we are working on a social stretch goal right now, which is the thumbs ups, the likes on our YouTube trailer video for the game. We're about halfway there right now. I think we've got almost 250 and we're trying to get to 500.
Cool. Okay. So what's that for? What are we going to get to do if that goes through?
Yeah, if we get to 500 likes on that video, then we are going to have Geek and Sundry do a video for Power Rangers, Game the Game, which is a really fun, informative, learn-to-play video series they do.
But it's hosted by Becca Scott.
It is, and she's awesome. She's so much fun.
She is awesome, but Becca cheats, I'm just going to say.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
No, this is a thing. This goes back for a couple years. Like, there's a... If you go on Twitter, maybe it's not too current, but just search the hashtag Becca Cheats, you will find posts. So it's probably an unfair designation. It's just Becca wins a lot. Mm. So her opponents like to, it's kind of sour grapes, and they basically say she cheats.
Well, good thing this is a cooperative game then.
That's true. Oh yeah, that's true. So she'll just take her team to victory because she always wins. Do you plan to release future Megazords in that scale in the future? We would love to. If there is demand, we would love to put out more Megazords. Any chance for figures of individual Zords, Tyrannosaurs, etc.? Yes, there is a chance. So, I mean, the bottom line is for all this stuff, we'd like to do it all. We just need to figure out what the next choices are. Right? It's a little risky for us if we invest a lot of money in sculpts and molds and stuff, and then we pick wrong and nobody wants that figure. It's not great. We're not a giant company. So we have to try to be smart, but that's why part of the reason why we did Kickstarter is we want to know who our alpha fans are. Mm-hmm. Because in the future, once you're a backer, we can send you surveys and use you guys to help us decide what are the things that we should make in the future. So you can have a voice and a say in what characters you see in the future. So that's another reason why we did it, because we want that direct connection to our super fans. If you go all in, will you get all the extra add-ons, or do you need to keep paying? No, if you're all in, you get all the add-ons. And if we add any add-ons later, you get those. So there you go. That's why it's all in. You get it. You get it all in one shot. You don't have to worry about it or think about it anymore. All in gets everything. How long do you guys plan on supporting the game? Really as long as there's demand, and you know, we're a licensee, so as long as Hasbro will have us. If they're happy with what we're doing and happy with the response that we're getting from the fans and everything, hopefully we're doing this for a long time. Hashtag Becca Cheats. See, they know. Need any more playtesters? Come to Palomorphicon this weekend. Basically, all our demos are also kind of playtesting. We're going to be playtesting the what we call like the user interface of how things are laid out on the table, and how we're going to find how the final representation of that will be in the rulebook. That's something we're going to be paying attention to. We might be mixing up how the tables, how the boards are arranged on the tables and the cards are laid out for user easeability. There is demand.
We'll have feedback forms available.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. You saw these.
Yesterday. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, let alone yesterday at this point.
Me either. But yeah, we really want to know your guys' thoughts. And if you love it, let us know. And we'll share your quote everywhere. You'll be famous.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Let's see, where does this fall on the casual hardcore player scale? So we definitely didn't want to make this like super hardcore, because we wanted to appeal to a broad audience. But there's good strategic decisions and tactical decisions to make. Each of the Rangers deck, like there's an optimum way to play it and play that figure, and a not as optimum way to play it. So I think it has a nice balance. It's in that light to mid-weight game. So games last about 45 to 60 minutes. You could definitely go longer if you're really getting beaten up and hanging on. Also, if you're just, it's cooperative. So if you're spending more time strategizing and discussing your next moves as a team, you know, your game will just take a little longer. I think as you get better at the game, and if you're playing with the same circle of friends, your games will get shorter because you're going to become a high performing team. Let's see.
It wasn't hard to learn. It was one of those games where the strategy evolves the longer you play, and you're like, oh shoot, like I'm dead now, so I know what I did wrong. So it's something. It kept me engaged the whole time.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. I'm sorry. I'm sure that I missed some questions. I was just kind of trying to go through, but I think we're getting close to finishing up. We have another big update tomorrow on the campaign. We're going to go into more gameplay details. Jonathan's going to take a deeper dive. And then we have another one the day after that. And then we have the live stream again with the HyperRPG folks on Sunday. If you don't see the live stream on Twitch, that's fine. We're going to take that and then later post it so everybody can see it afterwards. We're also going to do some stuff from Power Morphicon, right? Like we're going to try to lots of pictures, but we might even break into the campaign occasionally with some live stream stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all in the plan.
Okay. We'll see how the internet is at the Anaheim Convention Center. You know, might not be ideal, but we're going to try. Oh, we have some other media people coming in too that might be doing some live stream playthroughs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Board Game Spotlight and James and all that. So that'll be cool. So lots of stuff. Post your suggestions, keep following along, do all the social media stuff that really helps get the word out. And so far, things are really awesome. We appreciate it. Thanks for everybody that's pledged so far. And you know, if you haven't pledged yet and you're following along, that's cool too. Just keep doing what you're doing. So what did I miss? What do we have to do? Are we good? Can we go to sleep now?
Well, we talked about revealing a couple of other things.
Oh, okay. Wait, Sarah's not here. What can we do?
Well, okay. So we finally have a name for that guy.
Yeah.
That guy. So we can show him off.
Who do you want to reveal?
Go ahead.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you show them Rito Revolto?
Oh, this guy?
That guy, yeah.
Pretty cool. So he just came hours ago.
And we, so far, do not have him announced on the Kickstarter.
Nope. Not yet.
Surprises.
Surprises, but he's in the works. So stay tuned for more information where he's going to wind up. But yeah, lots of stuff. Like my desk right now is literally covered with little dudes. And then I have behind me, I don't know, you guys can't see probably on the couch, these big plastic miniatures carry cases that I've been putting miniatures in and getting them ready to travel tomorrow. My floor over here has got big giant swaths of foam with like cutouts in them with little figures in them everywhere. I've been pulling stuff out of the showcases. Like, yeah, it's just miniatures everywhere. My 11-year-old son just keeps like poking his head in, and he loves to paint figures and stuff. And he's like, what's going on in there? It's like, I have to keep shooing him away.
So. His playground.
That's right. Yeah, no, not today. So, all right. Are we revealing anything else?
Okay, so there's another thing that we've already revealed. If you were at Gen Con, you saw this guy painted in our showcases.
Mm-hmm.
There's Commander Crayfish, and some people have noticed that he's not in the initial stretch goals. So where could he possibly end up?
Oh, but wait, you want me to show him? Now I gotta find him.
Oh, that might be an impossible task.
Wait, hold on. I think I can, I'm kind of tethered. Oh no, wait, that's not him. So look, I have like, it's like these guys are all like in big things of foam. This is how they come to the factory or from the factory.
Oh, there's a couple of guys we haven't revealed yet.
Yeah, I know. Oh, freeze frame. I think Crayfish is packed away. I'm sorry. I think he's already in his case, ready to go to Power Morphicon.
Well, there's pictures of him painted online. He's a very handsome fellow. He is going to be our 600,000 stretch goal.
Okay, so he's after we hit Goldar.
Yeah, we have plans for him.
We do.
After Goldar.
Okay. All right. I think we've said enough. We're already probably in big trouble. So.
You're the wrath of Sarah.
That's right. Enemy of fun.
Okay. Well, we'll be back on the radio in 2 weeks on August 29th, same time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. So hopefully we'll have reached a lot more stretch goals and we'll have some more surprises for you then.
Yeah, sounds good. And we'll see if you're at Power Morphicon, please stop by and say hi this weekend. We'll be there demoing and working hard. So stop by, check out the stuff, ask us questions, and have fun.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you guys online and in person this weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.